Behind my anger is the overwhelming desire to release the hurt, the bitterness, the resentment, the shame, and the pain that I feel deep inside. I've been mad for a long time. Years of anger all built up inside. The lingering effects of slavery. Behind my anger is a strong determination to release what I am feeling in a positive way so that I can bring forth a positive change. If I can change my perspective, I can change my life. Behind my anger is an eagerness, a willingness to educate my children, my family, my friends, even my enemies about the lingering effects of slavery. Behind my anger is a list of generational curses that must be broken. But how can they be broken if they aren't being exposed? My people are perishing for lack of knowledge. Behind my anger, I see the big ships that enslaved my ancestors. Naked, hungry, I see them in the spirit. Strong, they were very strong. Behind my anger, I see the plantation where our African American men were programmed to drop seed into his African American queen, then leave without binding with his bride or his children. Behind my anger, I see that big strong buck being sent to another plantation to drop yet more seeds, to leave yet another African American queen. Behind my anger, I see that big strong buck being sent to another plantation to drop more seeds, to leave yet another African American queen. Behind my anger, I see children growing up in a single household because Massa Time done turned daddy into a rolling stone. Rolling, don't know where he is going. Daddy was rolling. Behind my anger, I see the lie. I call it deception perfected. And I'm exposing the works of the enemy. Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down in Jesus' name. Satan, I am going to pray your kingdom down in Jesus' name. Behind my anger, I see hope. Behind my anger, I see the African American queens rising up in the spirit. They are praying for the African American kings, just like our ancestors did when they transferred them to another plantation. Rise up, my African American sisters. Rise up. Our African American kings, they need us to be strong. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't shut up. Don't back up. Move forward and beyond. Behind my anger, I see the Lord answering our prayers. Behind my anger, I see restoration. Behind my anger, I see African American kings returning home. I see broken homes becoming whole, all because his African American queen rose up in the spirit and prayed Will you join me? This is Eloquently Speaking, Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry, and that's this piece. You can reach me at www.eloquentlyspeaking.com.